Okay, let's review Yuma Daf Chav Ches. The beginning of Daf Chav Ches until the end of the parak really just dealt with the second version of Reb Zeira's question on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that a Zar who's Masagda the Maracha is going to be Chayiv. So the second version of Reb Zeira's question on that is Sidur Maracha really such a serious Avoda? It's not even an Avoda Tama. There's Sidur Shnei Gezira Eitzim afterwards. So is a Zar Chayiv Misa on something that's not even an Avoda Tama? So the Gemara had said that we're right. We have to change the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. He does not mean to say that Sidur Maracha Zar is Chayiv Misa, but rather it's a Sidur Shnei Gzireitzim, which itself is an Avodah Tama. That's what a Zar is Chayiv Misa for. So the Gemara raises the question, is this rule really correct? That something that's an Avodah Tama, a Zar is Chayiv Misa for, but if it's not an Avodah Tama, a Zar is not Chayiv Misa for? Don't we have several things that are not an Avodah Tama, and yet a Zar is Chayiv Misa raises the issue of Ivar Mupadarim and Trumas Hadashen, same Shakal Vitaria as in yesterday's Amud Beis. The Gemara also questions the rule of when we do a pious. Do you mean to tell me that in order to do a pious, something needs two qualifications? It needs to be an Avodah Tama, and it needs to be something that a Zar is Chayiv Misa for. What about Shechita? Well, Shechita is not something a Zar is Chayiv Misa for. Shechita is Kshera Bazar. So why is it that it requires a pious? Okay, because Shechita is Tchilas Avodah D'Yamamihi. It's the very first Avodah of the day. That's why Shechita is an exception to that rule. It's so Chashuv that it's an exception to that rule. The parak concludes with a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan's Shechita that a Zar is Chayiv Misa for Sidur Shnei Gezira Eitzim because it's considered an Avodah Tama. That it is considered an Avodah Tama, and the Raya is that from the first Mishnah in the next parak, which we'll see in a second, that they would go see if the first rays of sun had come above the horizon. They would say, go see if Higiyah Zman Hashchita. They wouldn't say, go see if it came time for Gzirei Eitzim, because there is, you don't have to wait for morning for Gzirei Eitzim. Apparently, it's even kosher b'layla, so you see that it is an Avodah Tama of Layla and not the beginning of a daytime Avodah. The Gemara says that's not really such a good Raya, because maybe they didn't mention Gzirei Eitzim, because even if they do it too early, even if it has to be done during the day, and they preempt it and they do it a little too early, they'd still be able to fix it by doing it again. Then the next parak begins, so that's Hadron Lech B'Rishonah. We begin now the third parak. The third parak begins by describing how each and every morning in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mamuna would say, if someone should go out and check and see if the Zman Shechit had arrived, and he'd go out and he would scream, Bar Kayi, if the Zman Shechit would arrive. The Gemara gives five different versions of exactly what he would say when the Zman Shechita arrived, but he would say something to indicate that the Zman Shechita would arrive. They would question all the way until Chevron, he'd say yeah, all the way until Chevron. The Gemara then tells us that the Tzilusa d'Avram, the Mincha Tfila of Avram Avinu, was right after Chatzos. So the Gemara asks, why don't we wait an additional half hour like we do by the Karmat Tamid? Or better yet, why by the Karmat Tamid on Erev Pesach? The earliest we ever do the Karmat Tamid is Karmat Tamid on Erev Pesach, Shechalios Erev Shabbos. The earliest we ever do it is 6.5 hours into the day. But if already at 6 hours and 1 minute Avram Avinu was davening Mincha, why couldn't we do the Karmat Tamid at that point when Avram Avinu is davening Mincha? So the Gemara has three answers. Either because the Kosle Beis HaMikdash were not as clearly lined up with the sun to know that 6 hours and 1 minute into the day to see that the side of the wall has become dark already, or Avram Avinu had a greater expertise at Stagninus Gedolah HaSabalibo to figure out exactly when Chatzos was, and we're not able to figure that out, or because he was Zaken V'yashiv Yeshiva, he knew to figure out exactly when Chatzos was, and we don't know how to figure that out. So the Gemara just raises the issue of Avram being Zaken V'yashiv Yeshiva. He was not alone. Anyone who's described in the Chumash as being a Zaken was also Yashiv Yeshiva. Yitzchak and Yaakov and even Eliezer, who is Dolo Mashka Mitaraso Shel Rabo, to other people. Then the Gemara tells us Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kola Torah Kula. Not only that, Ravashi says he was even Mekayim Eruve Tavshilin, even the Dinim Drabanan of Kola Torah Kula Avram Avinu was Mekayim. We learn that from Torosai and Mitzvosai that he was Mekayim both Dinim Daraisa and Mitzvosai V'Torosai, that he was Mekayim both Dinim Daraisa and Dinim Drabanan. The Daf concludes by discussing how this conversation went down by the Beis HaMikdash each morning. Who says yes to answer to a question about light? So first version is that the guy who's standing on the roof would say, Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach. So the guy on the ground would say, Ad Sheb Chevron, all the way until Chevron. So the guy on the roof would say, yes, even until Chevron. The other version is that, no, it was the guy on the ground who would say yes, because he would say, Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach. So the guy on the roof would say, Ad Shebechevron, and the guy on the ground would say, yes, okay, great, now that it's Ad Shebechevron, we can go ahead and do our avoda. And then the daf concludes with a discussion of how it could be that the Mishnah says that one time they confused sunlight to moon for moonlight, and that's why they had to go through this whole process to make sure that the rays of sun were in the sky. Moonlight and sunlight are totally different from each other in their very nature. Sunlight spreads out, moonlight is much more narrow. How could they have made this mistake? So Gemara says, on a cloudy night, you could make this mistake, and moonlight could disperse the way sunlight normally would.